They warned developers against certain body proportions. I guess they're feeling some type of way now. They're feminists now.
I don't know if I'd call them. Maybe they are feminists. I don't know. But
it kind of makes like. Yes, a lot of video games are making women like exaggerated bodies and stuff like that, which is like, why do they have to be like so curvy all the time, so sexualized? Why? But at the same time, how many people are really paying attention to it?
Yeah, it's like it's been like in gaming for years. Like, look at Lara Croft. Like, she's like a prime example with the model. They used to base it off real people, but now it seems like they're trying to base it off of agendas of what people ideally want to look like.
Yeah, or like it's that AI stuff.
Yeah. It's weird.
apparently they have a whole ethics guideline, which is fine. I mean, I don't mind. I mean,
have this ethic guideline now? Because
no, I'm not entirely certain if it's. Don't get me lying. I'm not sure if this has always been a thing. Maybe it has. I don't know, but I'm just saying it's been like it's probably haven't been a full thing, like a thing for a minute, but I don't know. It's just like it doesn't say it's been a thing for a minute. There you go. It doesn't say it's been in place for a long time. I don't know if it's new, I don't know if it's old, but just they have a whole ethics guideline, which again, I'm no problem with it, honestly. I don't know if it's maybe it is new. For it to be just coming out in the news just now, maybe it is. Like, that's not
because after all this time in video games, now they're trying to say something about it and they're like warning devs about it. Like,
exactly.
It's a video game. You can exaggerate all you want, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a video game. You can exaggerate all you want, basically, like you said. So, I mean, like,
I think where a lot of it stems from too is Stellar Blade, since it's about to come out, and they're pointing at the way the main character looks, like,
because
it's based off a real person, you know, from Korea, a model.
Oh, and it is. I've never seen that.
Yeah, they literally just like mocapped her whole body type and everything. So it's not like it's exaggerated. It's actually a real person, you know, it's modeled after. So.
Right.
Yeah, but who's to say that it's not okay to exaggerate in a video game?
I mean,
yeah, that too.
Why does it have to keep becoming more and more realistic? Like, isn't video games supposed to be like you're out of your world to, you know, do like an adventure or whatever in a like electronic or virtual world? Not to play something that you're already playing in life, you know what I mean? Or seeing in life. You want to see things out of the ordinary. In a video game, just like movies and shows and stuff like that, it's to get you out of the reality of what we're in now.
Yeah, so, unlike the character from Fable, which like I think that's what people are saying with like Xbox, they're trying to make girl characters look more like that. Like, I don't know if you guys see that.
To be fair, that girl does look. She looks okay. She looks fine. Honestly, she does look fine. I mean. Danny doesn't seem to agree, although he's making a funny face.
I didn't
say anything. But, you know, I mean, like it's like you said, Don says, based off of a real actual model, actress, and all that stuff. And like, why would you not, like, capture the full thing? You know what I mean? Like, why would you intentionally make it look different? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. And this is about their, I guess they're trying to be, you know, inclusion, you know, type. Inclusion. I can't even think of the word right now, but they're trying to include everybody. They'll be
inclusive.
Like I said, it's a cool thing. It's cool, but there's a reason they hired that. There's a reason they hired that actress for like Stellar Blade. And not only that, isn't like one of the many suits you can get in that game or something like that. It's a bunch of suits you can get in that game.
It's like a skin tight suit where you can like. But it makes the difficulty harder if you put the suit on. So it's like a double edged sword. It's like a double edged sword.
Some motherfuckers are actually going to actually attempt to use it too. They're going to be too distracted getting fucked up by the boss to even.
Well, that kind of makes the player not want to put it on because it makes it
right.
Who knows, man? That's gonna make some people get good.
I'm gonna put this on and I'm gonna keep fucking dying.
I'm gonna keep fucking dying. I guess it's interesting because I never I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think none of us have ever seen like an actual game company come out and actually have these guidelines of how they prefer that these people. It's not that they're telling them to make them this way, just that they're highly urging them to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're urging them to do it, which is, I mean, Microsoft's a big company.
Yeah, it money. Seems like Microsoft is doing something that's gonna, you know, throw them off the to the side a little bit, like they usually do. They always come up with something that people are like, why? Like,
you know, like you're right. Like, it is a why thing, but I mean, it's just kind of strange. Like, you know, I'm not sure we've seen any other companies do this. This is the first time I've seen this. Honestly, it's a guideline, you know, just how to do certain stuff. So, I mean, I guess that's good. I mean, I don't know. It depends on who your audience is.
Yeah, and it's not just Xbox. It's like this company called Sweet Baby Inc. In this article I'm reading about it. It's,
they don't really? What article is that one?
Yeah, it's talking about the Xbox, how they want the the complaining about the exotic way the body types look and how their faces exotic. Look. Yeah, because they, for example, they have like a picture of like a Fable character. It's like this that one picture that went viral of the character from the Fable trailer, and she's like butt ugly, like her face is like it's not attractive, I guess. Yeah, so it's what Sweet Baby Inc. Pretty much does. They're like writers, and they give like
consultation.
Yeah, they writing. Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on the latest Spider-Man game with the, you know, the pride flag, and like they put like certain things into games that kind of, you know, portray for certain groups.
Which I guess is good. Like the writing, I mean, again, I didn't play Spider-Man because I don't like Spider-Man. But the writing in them and like in that game and God of War, it seems pretty good, par for the course. You know, I mean, I've seen the story online, it seems pretty okay. So I don't think they're doing insane damage, but if they're like, I mean, is it saying in that article you're reading, Don, is it saying that they also consultate on how you should develop female characters in their body proportions? It's kind of crazy. That's the case.
It's pretty much like saying like the way the design looks of like these characters, like they're pretty much like they're intentionally kind of doing this, like in a way of they're trying to pretty much go towards like a modern look of like how people are trying to portray themselves today, or like certain movies they like to pander to certain groups, subgroups of people, and I guess that's what they're trying to go for, like the more Western look of how people look nowadays versus like a more realistic, well, a more way of like in Stellar Blade, how it's more common for girls to look like that in Korea versus over here, they look more different. People know what I mean, you know.
I mean, who's the developer behind Stellar Blade? Do we know that?
It's a new company.
A new company.
Yeah, they made like app games. Like they made this I forget the name of the game,
it's called Shift Up Corporation.
Yeah, Shift Up.
What a name.
Shut up.
But no, I mean, I really don't see this Microsoft urging developers. I mean, it depends who the audience is. The audience happens to be a bunch of, I don't know, conservative white boys, and maybe they probably won't like it. You never know. Or if the audience happens to be a bunch of liberal people, maybe they will like it. I mean, I don't know. It depends who the audience is. Like, I'm pretty certain all of us don't really particularly have an opinion on it. We're just talking about it, really, on that part. But yeah, I mean, it just seems strange how they will kind of urge developers to like not be as creative as they want with their character models and stuff like that. That does seem kind of like, are you going to police their work now? Like, that is strange.
Yeah, like I give you a quote from the article too from Microsoft themselves. It says, "Are female characters acquired with clothing and armor that fits their task? Do they have exotic body prototype? Proportions
exotic, you sure this is this saying exotic or erotic?
Exotic or erotic, yeah. Whatever.
It
says exotic,
exaggerated body,
exaggerated body. I don't know, man. Exaggerated is kind of like it's is a per person thing. I mean, no one's built the same. If I say that, right. I'm gonna leave it at that. But no one's built the same.
You tell that like Microsoft is taking shots towards like, you know, shift up and like people that are like more traditional part of the gaming of like just going to the basics of the female body type versus what they're doing nowadays. I don't know.
Yeah, it's certainly strange, to say the least. But I mean,
why now?
Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing about it is just like I want to believe this isn't a new thing, but it is kind of like if it is, why now of all times?
Quite frank, it's like I don't know if you guys heard of a Gamergate. It kind of happened back in like 2015. Gamergate is
I'm aware of Gamergate and all that stuff. I'm just trying to figure out why Microsoft as like. Shouldn't they like kind of like stay out of like dictating what developers do with their characters and shit like that? So as long as like nothing insanely incriminating or anything like that, you know, like then like what the fuck, you know? What I mean?
Yeah, like these things been around for decades, so I don't get why they're like such in a up in arms with, you know, people how the way people want to design characters. It's just
exactly.
It's always been like that.
Yeah, like I've seen made up
stuff. So what does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've seen. I was like I said before. I was playing Resident Evil 4 remake today, and I saw all these mods, and most of them were like naked Leon mods. So I'm like, that's a lot. I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, I'm not sure who that particular ethics guide thing is really geared towards. Honestly, I mean, I really don't know. I really don't.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, everybody got their own fetishes, so it's gonna be somebody like something out there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I.
Yeah. I guess.
Unfortunately, like again, what's it called? Watergate.
I mean, how far can they really get with it? Like, do you think the devs will be listening to what
I'm
they have to say?
I'm sure American devs will be listening to it. I'm not so certain on devs from across seas.
I mean,
it's just
he's encouraging it. It doesn't mean that they have to. It's not.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't mean that they have to, but you know, maybe.
I mean, like, who wants to be on Xbox anyway? Just saying.
That's funny. But it kind of goes into our next topic. Okay, that's crazy. Yeah. That's a crazy segue. Kind of an asshole segue at that. You kind of threw it.
Yeah, so let's. Might as well go right into
it.
There's also game devs are questioning Xbox support due to low hardware sales. So, the head of gamesindustry.biz, he has like a website, and he was at the GDC and he heard that flatlining Xbox hardware sales in Europe
that's a way to describe it.
Yeah, that's he said, quote unquote, flatlining Xbox hardware sales in Europe. Have made some companies question what's the point of continuing to support Microsoft's brand and its various consoles due to disclaiming audience and lack of growth. So that's what we've been talking about in the past, that Xbox has just been going down and back up and going down and back up. So, yeah, fucking roller coaster. And it's the roller coasters that keep going down for a while and stay down there for a while and then eventually come back up.
It's interesting because, like, honestly, I'm not one to say Phil Spencer really. I forgot who was in charge of Xbox before Phil Spencer, but he did a really amazing job at trying to resuscitate the brand, and he kind of did do a good job. You know what I mean? He listened to audiences, listened to what gamers really wanted, and everything like that. But again, he kind of like people keep bringing up the exclusive argument, but he's like he's mainly about Xbox making money now, you know, and so like you know. I'm not sure if we can pull up sales data of like what's the best selling Series X games. I don't know. I'm willing to bet it's either, and this is gonna make you guys laugh, but it's probably 2K and Madden, okay. Best of the Xbox games and all that stuff. It probably is. You're shaking your head, but that actually brings in a lot of a good chunk of people. I was in the Xbox chat with a couple of friends last night, and guess what they was playing? They have a Series X with Game Pass, and guess what they're playing? They're playing fucking 2K, which is insane to me. I don't know like what the main Xbox audience is interested in as far as games go. So if you got developers and third party developers constantly questioning, if it's worth continuing if it's worth continuing to support this console and everything like that. It's like, well, that's not particularly something good to hear. That's not the good news you want to hear and stuff like that. And like, what's flatlining? What's flatlining as far as sales go? Like, it's like, it got, if it's flat, if it's flatlining, that's, if it's quote unquote flatlining, that's insane. Because when I look at the charts in America, I constantly see PS5 is the best selling console right now. It's the best selling console. It's charts number one all the time. Right now, it's currently the best selling console.
Remember, charts. This is in Europe.
Flat, I mean, this is in Europe, but I when I look at the console sales for Europe, E2, it's still PS5, and somehow Switch, which is like what, 7 years old by now, somehow Switch is somehow like number two ahead of a new console. So I don't know. I mean, at the same time, Xbox is on everything, even with the talks of them trying to get what was that? What's Epic Game Store on Xbox, or was it Steam on Xbox? It talks them trying to get like PC marketplaces onto Xbox and stuff like that, which might be a good thing. No, that'd probably be cool and everything. I mean, I'm just like, what's the point of having a console at that point? I'm trying to look at it from all sides. That's what I'm trying to do. Because like, they want to make money, and the best way to make money is to put your games and everything else. You know what I mean? You recoup the cost, and you know, you don't got low sales. But at the same time, though, it's like, I guess, what's the point of having hardware at that point? You know, just have a streaming box, call it Xbox, and have it like,
or just do what I said on the last episode, get one whole system and they all fucking work together.
Like, come on, man, that's wishful thinking. I can't believe you actually said that out your mouth. That's not gonna happen. I mean, it is wishful thinking, though. I mean, that's some stuff. No, actually, I agree with you on that one, which is why I got a PC. But I'm just saying. It's wishful thinking the way that, you know, that's some shit that I would say when I was in fifth grade. Like, yo, we should get a PS360. You know, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, it's not going to happen. But, you know, Microsoft is more, they're more willing to do something like that. They don't mind partnering with anybody. I mean,
what about the audience? Man, subscribe to us and then comment and tell us what you guys think, for real.
Yeah.
Because we would love to know how you guys feel about that idea. I mean, tell me if it's stupid. If you think it's stupid, tell me if you love it. You think you love it,
I'm willing to bet that. I'm willing to bet that PC gamers probably be cool with it. I'm not sure how Nintendo gamers will feel because they love their exclusives.
They're just hard on Nintendo.
I mean, yeah, and a lot of times, I mean, I'm not sure
if my Pikmin.
I'm not sure if people are actually buying a PlayStation 4 exclusive games anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure if they actually are. Like, I mean,
what made you say that?
Well, that kind of falls into our next topic, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, I mean, I say it because like, what's the best selling games on PlayStation aren't even their exclusives. You know, it's again 2K and Madden and stuff like that. You know, those are the best selling games.
Oh, so I mean, like,
those two games are better than the actual exclusives that are on there.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying.
In terms of the casuals, right?
Yeah, in terms of the casual, and that does quite a lot, honestly. You know, that does a lot for the sales. Like, people are probably buying a PS5 just for those games. You know what I mean? Just for those. But I mean, like, are exclusives really important? I mean,
I look at this point. Like, everything that you're hearing from Xbox for the last, what, year almost?
It's insane, ain't it? It's been a year.
Since the whole last year, like, people are just buying buying PlayStation to just get a PlayStation instead of an Xbox because everything that's happening with them.
Yeah, like, I mean,
if I were coming into this place with, like, coming into video games, the video game industry, and I'm hearing all this shit about Xbox, I'm gonna be like, PlayStation or even Nintendo.
Really? That's really?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Plus, it might actually go to the sales of, like, what you're talking about, how it's like lower with the hardware. Maybe it's coming from them not having exclusives on Microsoft and Xbox.
That could be, that's like a big point. Like, I don't see exclusive on the Xbox or even like cool games because most of the games that you get on Xbox, you can get on the PlayStation. PlayStation has their own exclusives and better games.
Better games. Hold up. That's kind of like a
no. I'm right talking about. I'm not talking about past games. I'm talking about today. Today's world.
I mean, today. I mean, I agree, but like, I'm just not sure if exclusive content. Like, Xbox. This negative press around Xbox in general. just a very negative press. I don't know why. They bought Activision. People hated them for that. I don't know why they hated them for that.
They just made a big move.
Exactly. But people really did hate it. You should have seen the videos out there. They're consolidating the market. They're doing a monopoly. I mean, like you said before, it is a big move. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm in it to make money. What the fuck? Like, well, of course I'll buy it.
But even though they bought Activision, they're still, like, in my words, I would say a shareable company. They love to like be with other companies, apparently. Like, they're working with Nintendo and they're working with PlayStation still, even though PlayStation's like very, like, you know, stingy.
Yeah, exactly. They're extremely stingy.
Then the fact they got them in court last year.
Yeah.
Like, just Xbox in general is such a friendly, I don't know how to explain it, like a friendly company that they work with, like, they want the fans to be able to play with each other anywhere.
They are. They're friendly in that regard, but part of it is because they have to be. Like, they kind of have to be friendly because they don't control their own. They control their own ecosystem. I'm not saying they don't, but, like, it's, you know, like, to maximize sales, you had better be friendly and make this, and to support the lifespan of a game's online mode. Like,
I mean, Nintendo and PlayStation ain't that friendly, and their sales are,
I mean, Nintendo can afford to be not that friendly because their fans
apparently
are,
so does Sony. So, not Sony as much anymore.
But
what I'm trying to figure out is, what is Xbox doing wrong?
Exactly. And I don't seem to actually get a full answer from anywhere. I go on Twitter every day. Oh, no exclusives, Xbox in the trash. Yeah, yeah, yada. Why am I even buying it? It's a little everyday thing. I constantly see it. But, like, they don't, it's one of the problems that don't got, like, just one answer. You know what I mean? It's not just one answer. I'm not sure if it's, I'm really not sure if exclusives is enough. That's just me. I'm not sure if exclusives is enough. Like, for Danny, exclusives would probably be enough for him on PlayStation. Like, he buys PS5 to play Spider-Man 2 and all that other stuff. But, like,
kind of worrying on Xbox.
I mean, yeah, but, like,
I'm seeing in this other article about the hardware for Xbox sales, you know, declining. It says, is a quote from Microsoft CFO Army Hood blames a weaker than expected console market for slow sales during holiday season. So I guess it's like every time the, you know, Christmas comes around, I guess their sales are not as good as expected too, because, you know, that's when they put out a bunch of shit on sale during the holidays, and I guess it didn't meet the mark of expectations for them.
Which is also weird because I don't understand how that whole thing happened, because when the Xbox Series came out and the PlayStation came out, why the fuck did everybody want the PlayStation more than the Xbox?
When it first came out?
Yeah.
I mean, what was on the PS5 at release then? Let's look at that. What was in the year on PS5?
Demon's Souls, right?
I mean, that's not like a cap. That's not enough to go out and buy.
That's just like it's like a remake.
Yeah. What else? Ratchet and Clank. No one bought a PS5 for Ratchet and Clank either. I mean, probably a good game. No one bought.
I didn't play Ratchet and Clank until I had the PlayStation for a while.
Exactly. So, like, what was there in the beginning at the first year of PS5 that I was like, I'm definitely choosing this over Xbox. Like, I'm trying to.
That's the question. Why? Because there wasn't really anything that would be like, oh, I want the PlayStation. People just went. They just seen the PlayStation, was like, I want it. And we're going to get fucking computers to buy it. And then we can never
get computers.
And then we can never get it. It was like sold out everywhere for some reason. But the Xbox, you can get the Xbox.
Well, I mean, because what Sony did, honestly, it was kind of like they jumped up fake hype for it to an extent. They sold, it gave a certain, a very particular amount to retailers. And, like, you know, when you're told, it's a psychological thing. When you're told that you can't have something or it's in very limited supply, something just clicks within the average consumer where they're like, oh, I gotta get it. I won't be left behind. I gotta get it. What's selling out everywhere? That thing must be the hottest product on the market. You get a PS5 and you're playing PS4 games. So, I mean, like, it's a psychological thing. It's just kind of how it works. You know, you're wired to want to go after something like that. Like, that's how it was when the Wii first came out. Like, the Wii, what was on the Wii? I mean, I know Wii Sports is very hype and very, everybody loves Wii Sports and all that shit. But, like, besides that, what the hell? I mean, you was playing Zelda. Twilight Princess was out at the time, too. So, I mean, maybe that wasn't a very good example because Twilight Princess was out at the time, too. But, I mean, they drum up fake hype. That's how it is. You know what I mean? They give
like I'm looking at a list. It says all PS5 launch games. It was just games that, like, most of the games you play other places.
Really?
Like, I understand, like, Miles Morales and Spider-Man Remastered. Mm-hmm. And then Mortal Kombat 11, NBA 2K21, No Man's Sky Next Generation, Observer, Overcooked, The Pathless, Planet Coaster, Poker Club, Sackboy, Warhammer, Watchdog Legion, and then WRC. Yeah,
Godfall, right? No.
Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah, and those
Godfall, Dirt, Devil May Cry 5, Demon Souls.
Yeah, and those are a lot of those are PS4 games. So I don't know. It's the brand loyalty, man. It's the brand loyalty.
You see, a lot of those are PS4 games.
I think you know what it was. I think I'm just gonna, you know, just off the top of my head, I'm gonna assume that it was because of the DualSense controller.
Oh, come on now, get the hell out of here with that.
Because it was different.
It was different. That thing is horrible.
I don't care for the haptic feedbacks, but everybody's seen haptic feedback and it was like, oh shit, I gotta get.
They didn't even know what the fuck that even was, though. That's the crazy thing. People are...
exactly. They didn't know what it was. They just heard that it sounded cool.
Yeah, it sounded cool. Let's haptic get the PlayStation. Feedback? Holy shit, I like feedback.
I'm gonna feel every shot.
I'm gonna feel every shot. Holy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was the fact that, like, because I remember they was like really hyping up Ratchet and Clank at the time of how like the frames were and like the way it looked. I think that really what pushed it, you know, showcasing some of those games for what I remember back when before it launched. I believe that's probably maybe what pushed it over for the PS5 versus Xbox. Because I don't remember what Xbox was showcasing at the time. It was mostly just showing the hardware stuff and not really too many games, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the main thing was that was being shown. So
exclusives.
I mean, I don't know. I guess the promise of exclusives being there was enough to get people to buy it. I mean, and again, like I say, if you only give, for example, if you only give GameStop like 100,000 PS5s and it gets sold, that's going to go easily. It's 100,000 PS5. That's going to go easily. So then you can jump up the hype like, oh, they say it's not in stores anymore. Should have got it. You know, you can, it just jumped up hype for the next shipment and the next batch to be able to make it to as it'd be the fastest selling console that's sold out, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
And I'm looking at Xbox's launch games and it was literally almost the same shit.
It was literally almost the same shit.
They just have Ori, Will of the Wisp, and then like Sea games. Of Thieves, like basically the same games. Wow. No Man's Sky still on here, Mortal Kombat 11, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you know, and they all obviously have Forza, and then Gears 5, Grounded, Destiny 2, but that's also on PlayStation. They have Devil May Cry 5 too, Special Editions. Like, I just don't, that's probably like the only thing I can think of is the controller. It was just different and everybody wanted that instead of this. And then they got the controller and was like, half the games don't even play with this thing.
I mean, to be fair, the Xbox controller when it came out, when the Series X came out and it has controller, there's nothing special about its controller.
I can tell you right now, I don't even like Xbox like that, but the controller is probably the best thing that, like, out of all controllers I ever played with, the Xbox controller has been the best.
Yeah. I mean,
like, fuck all that haptic feedback shit. I don't really care about it. But I play, like, I feel more comfortable with that in my hand than a PlayStation controller.
I mean, think about it. Like, when the Switch 2 probably is going to drop, whenever that happens, people are going to rush to get that just because of the name of it and what they provided.
Just because of the name of it.
Well, y'all can have that PS4 Pro graphics. I don't care for that shit.
Well, I mean, there we go. I mean, I guess I'll leave it at, I don't know. Build a stronger brand. That's really what it's going to be. Build a stronger brand. That's the only
it's
way you're going
to
be.
It's not looking hot for your Xbox, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing I forgot to mention. Microsoft also laid off a bunch of employees recently, too. Again? So maybe that. Yeah. So, well, the last time it was a Sony, they laid off employees, but now it's Microsoft.
But it was a while ago that they laid off people, too. Xbox.
Yeah. Microsoft. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Final Fantasy 16 coming to PC. Didn't that come out like a few months ago?
Yeah.
It hasn't even been a full year.
Of course, right. Obviously.
So that's kind of weird, because isn't it a PS5 exclusive?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a PS5 exclusive.
So what's happening, Sony? Are you being nice? Are you sharing now?
No,
I think they had a deal with that. It was only exclusive for a period of time. I think they're doing the same thing with Tekken as well.
Because they usually wait. They usually wait until like 2 years or something.
You know what
like that
means, though, right? I know what that means.
And they had to have done it with Tekken, because I was at PAX East and they were playing on PC. Tekken.
Oh, they
were.
So okay.
Tekken isn't exclusive.
No, Tekken isn't exclusive. But I think for Final Fantasy 16, that one sales might have been lower than expected, or they're trying to recoup the cost of some of their failed past products, aka. What's it called? The Forspoken. I bet you that cost them a lot.
That one ate shit.
Oh yeah.
it probably cost a lot of money to make that game. They probably didn't.
Because Forspoken is on PC already.
It is.
Yeah, and it doesn't play well.
It doesn't play well. It's crazy.
Huh?
I mean, but it probably cost like a lot of money to make Forspoken, and the fact that they didn't make any of that money, real money back and all that stuff, they're like, all right, so how are we going to make this money back? Final Fantasy 16 sold well enough on PS5, but now we got to recoup some of the sales from Forspoken. So how are we going to do that? Bring it to other consoles. That's probably what happened there. And that's more of a Square Enix problem than a PlayStation problem. But I guess you could be seen as a PlayStation problem, because you lose one of your prominent exclusives and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're still keeping Final Fantasy 7, though. You know, Final Fantasy 7 still being kept.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, how many sales did Final Fantasy Rebirth just got?
Apparently, that was lower than expected. So, yeah, apparently, that was a good game. I mean, Nick says he liked it. So, you know, it's pretty good. So, I mean, but, like, I'm willing to bet majority of the people that have a PS5 are not hardcore gamers. So, don't expect games like that to sell in the craziest volumes. Know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not surprising that Final Fantasy 16 is coming out.
This one. This one's actually, you know, I like to consider myself as a hardcore gamer.
No. No, Nick's a hardcore gamer. Nick is hardcore. But, like, the majority of PS5 audience probably isn't hardcore.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Know what I mean? Because Final Fantasy is a big name, but that. I mean, for it to like not meet sales expectations in certain areas is kind of like it's a little jarring, you know. So like, I mean, what was the sale of Final Fantasy 16? I think it was like 3 million. 3 million. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I think it was 3 million some change. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. 3 million some change. Now, I guess that's good enough, but I mean, is it enough to recoup the cost of how much it probably took to make that game? Now, me and you guys saw the cutscenes in that game. You heard the voice acting. You saw the way the game looks. That probably caused a lot of money to make. So I'm not sure if $3 million is enough to recoup the cost on that. You know what I mean? Could be wrong. Yeah, probably not.
It said, for Final Fantasy Rebirth, let me read this right. It says original release debut with over 700,000 copies sold on its launch week, which is 3 days, and then sold another 70,000 the following week.
Right. So do they got the overall sales of the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth?
I don't see that here. I'm gonna have to keep looking.
Or maybe they didn't release it yet. Okay, it is still relatively new.
Yeah, it only came out. It only came out like what, last week, 2 weeks ago? Remake.
I do know it was definitely lower than anticipated, actually.
I'm seeing something on Final Fantasy 16. It said it failed to meet Square Enix high end expectations.
Yeah, I do know that. I do know it failed to meet the high end expectations. So, I mean,
yeah, I know Rebirth did 7 million.
Copies. Rebirth did 7 million? That's insane.
No. Remake. The original.
Oh, Remake. Okay, I'm about to say, damn, Rebirth did that. That's crazy as shit. But, no, okay, so Remake did 7 million. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good, but like, for Final Fantasy 16, which is like not a remake, by the way, and it's had for some more a more friendlier Danny-esque gameplay style. I'm gonna say Danny-esque.
Relax.
You know, like the
relax.
Yeah, you know, relax. But so no,
say,
I mean,
did you really say seven? Did you say a rebirth? Did it almost seven?
Remake was seven.
No, maybe. But he thought rebirth did seven, right?
I thought rebirth did 7 million. I'm like, really?
No, rebirth did 10.
No way.
It did. I just looked it up.
Rebirth.
Yep.
Rebirth
did 10? Yep. 10 million sales.
That's wild. Okay, maybe people didn't give a shit about Final Fantasy 16. Maybe that's why it's coming to BC then. In that case, that would get some more sales. That's ridiculous. It's 10 million?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that shit was amazing. Have you played it? I shouldn't even beat it. I got to beat it, man.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, that says a lot right there.
That does say a lot. So what was wrong with... I thought... I liked 16. The little bit that we played of it, I liked it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was going to wait to come to PC.
I thought it was pretty decent, but I don't know. I guess, like, Cloud and Seth Ross are more likable, I guess.
Which is ridiculous.
They're more well-known characters.
Just literally the most generic Final Fantasy characters ever. It's crazy. People really just eat slop. But, I mean,
they won't let go of seven. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
you already said how many copies that 16 sold, right?
Yeah, it's like 3 million.
It's 3 million copies.
But I mean, that's crazy. We both did 10 million. No way. I gotta double check. You're not high right now, are you? That's crazy.
It's in bold, Aaron. It's in bold. It's right there.
That's crazy. I just didn't think. All right, maybe. I guess. People probably didn't fuck with 16. That's crazy. Because for me, from my perspective, I actually would like 16 more than 7 Rebirth because, you know,
I'm thinking
16 offers something new, you know? Meanwhile, Rebirth is, for the most part, telling the same story I already played.
I'm thinking it has to do with the whole graphics. And like, I'm not saying 16 was made for the PS5 too, but
yeah.
I think in my opinion, I think... Rebirth actually just looks a lot better though.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
All right.
By far.
Oh yeah, by far.
A lot better. That's interesting. Just looks better, yeah.
I mean, okay.
But I don't think that they're buying it for because it looks better, because like we get like what Don just said. It's the nostalgia. They like those main characters. Like,
damn, that's good. I guess I'm just alone on that. Because I really don't care for Cloud at all.
Cloud's the man. Yeah, Cloud's the boy.
I mean, okay.
When did Rebirth even come out?
Yeah, when did that come out?
Rebirth came out February 25th or something.
Wait. So only a month almost? About? Something like
there's
that.
No way. Me. Hold on.
No, it can't be 10 million.
That's what I'm saying. You sure you're not on anything, Nick?
February 29th. Yep.
Okay, so it says, according to sales figures, this is from March 19th. It says, according to sales figures from Famitsu, Square Enix's new game went from selling 262,656 units debut week to only 24,482 copies in the second week. So it's only like 300,000 copies so far.
Yeah.
But like they're definitely over a million now though. So I'm trying to figure out like what's the actual number.
Oh, we're not gonna get that yet. Still
we're not gonna get that?
Because it just came out. So it's still running up.
Yeah. That's you're not crazy. You're not gonna get those numbers until at least a year in.
So Rebirth one is it seems to be underperforming. So according to sales figure, I said that. I said what's particularly striking is that the second part of the remake trilogy sold very little, especially when considering the original release debut with over 700,000 copies sold in its launch week. Yeah. Hmm. So
Arrow was like, hold on, 10 million?
I mean that'd be crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. That would mean that people just didn't fuck with Final Fantasy 16. That would mean. But like,
that means that Rebirth probably didn't hit a mil yet.
Or if it did,
no, but it's pretty close already, and it's just a month
close already.
it's only been a month though. So
I'd say it's either about about at a million, or maybe slightly above a million by now. Probably.
Yeah, there's no total sales yet.
Yeah, you're not going to get that until at least annual.
Okay, so I mean,
we'll get those numbers probably at the end of the year, maybe closer.
So unlike Final Fantasy 16, that one's staying on PlayStation. So you won't see that one on PC. But you will 16, see.
You probably get Rebirth soon.
Who knows, man? Sony seems adamant about keeping that on their system. So I mean, we'll see. What was it?
I guess it all depends on their contract. Yeah.
It does. But I'm happy for Final Fantasy 16 coming to PC. More reason not to buy a PS5 for me. No way. I know my 2080 can handle it.
My 2080. Your 2080 is only going to go so far, bro.
I mean, hey, listen. 1080p will always hit 60. That's the thing.
You're right.
It will always hit 60.
And 1080p is perfect for the eyes.
Yes, there you go. Now you're getting it, Danny. There you go.
And not that I'm getting it. I've always gotten. I never had a problem with 1080p. I didn't care about 4K or 8K. I don't care about that shit. Well, I just want my shit to run at 60.
There you have it. I mean,
so I got a question for you guys: bad optimization or weak hardware? What's the main reason for games running like crap nowadays? Dragon Dogma is a good game.
Matt the Dragon's Dog, man.
But
that's just performance.
The performance, not needs, but should be better.
Yeah.
For that kind of game, you should at least be running at 60.
Yes, like, I agree.
It's a beautiful game, but it's not like it's so beautiful that it can't push 60. It can push 60. You just have too many fucking NPCs for no reason in this game.
Yeah.
That's bad. That'd be more about bad optimization on that part. Because honestly, I mean,
which is not, I'm not shaming them or hating them or talking shit, because I know they already said that they're gonna fix it in the future. I got that.
Right.
But
right.
for future games, like for launch, it should not be like, oh, we're only gonna make it 30 for now so you can play it and then make it 60. No. Redfall fucking started that trend, and now every game is doing it. Why are these games coming out 30 for fucking PS5 and an Xbox Series?
That's literally what it is. It's literally because they're unfinished. That's why.
Well, don't release the fucking game.
Don't release the game.
Put a deadline for the future when you guys have it running at 60. Figure out the problem before you release it, so people won't talk shit like myself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You want to
avoid people smashing or talking shit about your game. I'm not just talking about Dogma. I'm talking about every other game.
Right.
Take the time to fucking do it right and then release it, and then you won't get the hate that you would. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Not saying Dragon Dogma, just for the audience to know.
No, I agree. I think it's more about bad optimization in general. That's why I don't think, because I heard some developers saying that, we didn't even maximize the power of the PS5 yet. And to my Pro already? Like, yeah, that's called bad optimization. You aren't even utilizing this console as fullest. So, like, you're saying how...
Do they even know what that looks like? Like, do the creators of the PS5 know what the full power of their system is?
Well, the lead architecture, what's his name? Mark Cerny for PlayStation, the lead architect.
I'm fairly certain
he knows what it is. He knows.
I'm not convinced that he does know, because we haven't seen the full power of this motherfucker yet.
I mean, maybe the full power was just Valhalla at 60 frames. Maybe that was the full
Valhalla
power.
Valhalla looked like PS4 on 60 frames.
I'm glad you agree. Yeah, go play that other episode back again, Nick. Play that back again. I'm sure he said something. Maybe it was Mirror. I don't know.
I said I was having fun with the game. I never talked about the fucking.
Danny's normally good on it. I can't normally catch him on and stuff like
that. If you find it, put that shit in there, because I even want to know what it looks like.
I mean,
but I'm pretty sure I said that the game was fun. I didn't say anything about it being beautiful.
Right. Okay. We'll see.
What episode was that? Do we remember?
I don't know, man.
No, you're going to have to do some research. Mr. Editor.
But no, I mean, that's definitely I'm gonna say bad optimization. I mean, there's no doubt, obviously they're consoles, there's a limit to what they can do, But you're not sitting. You're sitting here telling me that a game like Gotham Knights is stuck at 30 frames per second. Did you see the way that game looks? Come on now, that game's not
that game plays like shit. I downloaded it twice.
How?
Would the first time they were both free. They were both free because I've got all the PlayStation Plus thing. The first time I played it, I was like, all right, cool, let me try it out. I played it for a little bit. I said, this game fucking sucks. Stopped it.
Right.
Later down the line, I would say like maybe 6 months down the line or whatever, however long the fucking game is, maybe not even 6 months. I'm probably exaggerating.
Right. But later
down the line, obviously, I re-downloaded it to try it again. See if they fixed it. Same fucking, I started from the beginning again, got to the same point where I stopped last time. I was like, I'm bored. I don't want to play this shit anymore. And it plays like shit.
Yeah, it's definitely bad optimization because like I can't count how many games that are connected to online now that you get like a patch update like every other week. It's like
tell me about that one, man. That
you can tell they're like really reliant on like, you know, releasing things early now because it's like things are on a daily update at this point.
Release it early, fix it later.
Listen, people like myself would be like, I want this game to hurry up and fucking come out so I can play it. Take my money.
I'll blame you, Danny. I'll blame people like you.
Don't listen to motherfuckers like me, okay?
Don't listen to motherfuckers like you. Motherfuckers like you are the ones who are trying to get them out of the game.
Exactly. I said, don't listen to us.
I mean, that's...
For the developers, if you guys listen, if you know anybody that are developers, listen. I'm a developer myself. But, like, don't fucking listen to people like me. Because... I'm gonna get you in trouble, basically.
I'm gonna get you in trouble. I'm gonna
make you want to rush out because I mentioned money.
I mentioned money.
And then you're gonna fuck up the game. People's gonna talk shit, and then you're gonna get upset about it, or maybe not care and probably update it down the line. Like I don't want that shit. I want a full game. I want an already done game. You might patch stupid little bugs that pop up later down the line, but not 30 frames or fucking glitching through the walls. You know, stupid stuff like that. Like stuff that you could have taken your time to fix in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather wait for the game or end up with a Cyberpunk 2077 or a Forspoken or, you know, I can go down the line of the game.
2077 probably the most egregious one too, man. Because
they got lucky because the only problem with 2077 was the fact that the consoles couldn't handle it. Because 2077 was already out before the PS5 and the Xbox Series. And then when the PS5 and the Xbox Series came out, it wasn't horrible on those systems.
Right.
So they seen that people wanted to really play this game, and fans were trying to like modders and stuff were trying to fix it themselves. So they hired those motherfuckers, and they were like, "Let's fix it together." And then
they did. That's what happened.
Yeah, they hired modders.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's the truth. Yeah. It's really the truth.
It's the truth. I want to applaud CD Projekt Red for doing such a fucking amazing job.
I wouldn't applaud them. That shit should have been finished from the start.
I understand, but the fact that they stayed with it, some, you know, games that come out like that, they just throw in the trash.
Yeah.
But they literally have stuck by its side, even added DLC to it, even added an anime to it.
You're right. Most games that fall that hard do not recover. The anime
was fucking amazing. I'm waiting for a season two. Yes, the Edgerunners, that shit was dope.
It was so good that it gave it more sales on the game. Like,
yeah, because people wanted to fucking play it. Because it's just the game has so much potential. The story was there. The fucking concept was there with like the cybernetic, you know, punk area stuff. Like that shit was crazy good. But for the consoles, it just didn't sit right. I had that shit for my PC, and I was playing it like nothing, and nothing was happening.
I know people who had it on Xbox, and that shit was running like an old-ass fucking Steam engine.
Today, Cyberpunk plays beautifully on my Steam Deck. On a fucking Steam Deck. And it plays well.
That's good.
The fact that they optimized it for everything and they cleaned it up the way they did.
That does it. Okay, that's That's some dedication. I'll give it that. I just wish that we can get to that type of optimization before the game even comes out.
I agree with you. 100%.
Instead of unemploying people, they should just hire modders. It's always people looking for work, you know, instead of them firing people.
The modders are usually better than the devs.
Yeah,
in some cases.
Some cases, yes, they are.
But there's a lot that goes into that, though. It's not just cut and dry on that one.
Yeah.
It's not just black and white. You know what I mean? I guess not.
Yeah. I know it's difficult, but like in this day and age, you know, they're more advanced than anything. They're online all the time and they're always fixing games for the developers anyway.
The point is just don't fucking rush it out.
Yeah.
Like, you take your time so you don't get hate mail.
I forget.
Sales low and stuff like that. And then you got to worry about, oh shit, now I'm going to lose my house because I thought this game was going to be great.
Wow, you're horrible. That's a real thing, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, instead of having to, you know, shit yourself you should be able to take your time and be like, yeah, I know I took my time with this and I know this game's going to be great. Let's hurry up and get this out.
But investors, man, the fucking investors, they want it out at a certain time frame. They don't want to hear about no fucking optimization.
They're going to be losing out on money.
Yeah.
Like, the investors got to think about that shit, too. They're going to be losing out on money if this game doesn't sell. The only way to make this game sell is to make it the proper way.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Right,
like I'm glad Wolverine didn't come out when that leak happened. Like, you see how far back in that development it was.
They're taking the time with that one,
right? Like, so hopefully
they take their fucking time with that one.
It's not going to be like a patch up.
We're gonna kind of mix in our next topic to this one as well because they kind of fit together in a way. So I like what this game Marvel Rivals is doing. We didn't even know they were fucking in development. I had no idea anything about this game. They were in secret. And then they had just dropped it and announced, hey, we got this game out for you. And guess what? It's free to play. I'm like, shit.
It's out now?
No, not out yet, but it's coming out. It was announced.
Okay.
But the fact that in that launch trailer, they had so much that they showed already.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fucking wild. Like, don't have the game almost done, basically, before announcing it. They did that right.
Right. I'm about to say that's a good example of what you should do.
Yeah, the thing is that it's a free-to-play game. It's not, you know, they're going to be doing microtransaction, which is fine. But I'm saying, like, if that was a different game that was going to cost $70, just secretly do it. That way nobody knows that it's even coming. And then announce, hey, we got this game coming out, whatever time. And then you already got like 90% of the fucking game done. And then now you don't have people down your back because you already know that it's fucking coming after you already announced it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, that way nobody can leak it like as it's developing. And
you don't got to have people like us saying bad optimization or bad hardware and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This is a good example. Is it like I'm looking at the gameplay right now. Is it like a battle royale kind of?
It's a 6v6. So think of Overwatch in third person with Marvel characters.
Oh, okay. I see.
That's basically what it is.
It looks better than that last Marvel game that came out.
Which other Marvel game?
I think it came out like 2022. It's I'm trying to remember the name of it. Let me see. Marvel. I think it was like Marvel Heroes. I remember it had like Miss Marvel in it. Like, they was promoting Miss Marvel and like.
Does it play exactly like Overwatch though? I didn't see too.
Kind of.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, kind of. It does.
Okay.
Like the mechanics is close to it.
Close to it.
It's like a pretty good online.
I mean, copying something as successful as Overwatch, nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, you can't beat them, join them, low key. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. I feel you.
Not too bad.
I'm trying to see what games that they have.
I'm trying to think of the last good Marvel game that was out.
I mean, technically it was Spider-Man, though, wasn't it?
So this company has done mobile games.
Okay, for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. And now this is their like their first like console game.
Right, right. This is their first console game.
So they already have experience in the multiplayer realm because, you know, anything, most of the things that are mobile are online and, you know, you're playing with people. Mm-hmm. So they already have that multiplayer experience.
Right. So they can't
really fuck that up. But I don't know why they went down the Overwatch way.
Yeah, I mean, because
it's not necessarily bad. Overwatch is hard as shit to play with people because, you know, it's like trying to play Call of Duty with, you know, people who've been playing all their life.
Right. You know? Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Right. But I mean, like, that's not a bad thing to copy. I'm going to say that. That's not a very bad thing to copy at all.
But exactly. So you can say that not many people copy what Overwatch does.
Yeah, no.
Actually, so this will be like the first game that's kind of the closest thing to Overwatch.
The first test, right, exactly. Honestly. And I always wonder why nobody copied Overwatch's success or like try to emulate their success.
That's why they're so successful, because nobody's like them.
Yeah, I mean, now they got some... I mean, the Marvel.
I wouldn't say it's competition because people still love their Overwatch.
Yeah.
But you know, this is different. I can see people hopping on this and streaming it all over the place and stuff like that. So,
The game I was thinking about earlier was Marvel's Avengers. That's the one that said
that was
ass.
That's what I'm saying. Toilet water, bottom of the Schuylkill River.
It was all right. It was all right until you beat the game, and then you were like, that's it?
That's it?
Yeah, that is. Well, I remember a bunch of glitches on the launch of that game. And then
they came out with like six different DLCs, and then you had to pay like $30 for each one. I'm like,
that's insane.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. Extreme hard pass.
Yeah.
I never know what happened to the Guardians of the Galaxy game, too. Like, ever since that came out, I haven't
that
heard
was good, from... though. I heard that,
that was,
really
was a good.
Good
game. Yeah, I played that game. That game is good.
But I heard it failed because of the reputation of the Avengers. That's the problem.
How did it fail, though?
Do
did
as
it,
good because of reputation of
the sales were low on that game?
Yeah, sales were low. Sales were low.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
That's fucked up, though. That's fucked. I heard that one was really good, and like, damn, man, a bad game could really do it for you.
Oh yeah,
a bad game could really do it for some people. But I mean, like, this seems interesting. Like I said, I'm actually a fan of Overwatch. I like it. I like Overwatch a lot. Even though they seem to be doing bullshit things currently with the cancer and the PvE mode and everything like that. Like, I'm liking it so far. You know what I mean? I like Overwatch in general. Overwatch 1, Overwatch 2. But I'm liking what this is showing me so far. Granted, there's going to be microtransaction all the way out the ass. So get ready for that. You know, it's Marvel. It's Marvel IP. And you got to get them kids.
I'm going to end up having to play it on PlayStation because Steam Deck is still not with the whole anti-cheat thing. And it's a pain in the ass. You can't play certain multiplayers on Steam.
Damn, really? That's crazy.
Yeah, because of easy cheat. There's no easy cheat on it because of Linux.
Okay.
Which sucks.
I feel like seeing like the past Marvel games, I feel like what they've been trying to really do is introduce like their new generation of Marvel characters. Like Miss Marvel was in Marvel Avengers. Like she was like one of the main characters in that. And like Guardians of the Galaxy had a couple newer Marvel characters, and I'm seeing in this Marvel Rivals, you know, they introduced some like the Spider-Verse variations of those characters that have been made from the past decade.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of in Rivals is going to be a lot of comic book Marvel characters, like ones that we haven't seen in movies or anything yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems like they're trying to make this like a marketing ploy to introduce newer characters in a way, from what I'm seeing.
No. Maybe it looks fun. I would definitely play it.
Yeah.
Especially that it's free.
Yeah, I'll definitely give it a shot, maybe.
I mean, I'm not against it. You know what I mean? Will this be free to play? Or
yes, it's free to play, 100% free.
That's the only downside about that. I mean, it comes to some bullshit right there. But
like you said earlier, it's definitely going to be microtransactions. That's how it is with free games.
I mean, yeah, we'll see. Like, competition breeds creativity, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's good to have competition. So maybe Overwatch will get their bullshit together Maybe not. Who knows? Maybe they're too big to fail, kind of like Call of Duty. But yeah, you know,
I don't think Overwatch even has an issue with anything. I think they're doing pretty well.
No, it's they cancel modes in Overwatch.
They canceled the
PvE mode. Players, why? No, I don't know. And that was
I didn't even know they had a PvE mode.
That was the main reason to like even play the next installment. That's one of the main reasons. And now they're not doing it. So I mean, that's strange as fuck to me. But you know, they have their own problems. But you know, dedicated player base. You know, they're going to care. They're going to complain online, but they're not going to actually take their money away. I mean, they're not going to put their money anywhere else. You know, because gamers are full of shit. Well, stops.
Yeah. This one, I'm gonna add a surprise topic real quick. This one could be short. It could be. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Did you guys see the Sparking Zero gameplay showcase?
I did. And unfortunately, I did not give a shit about it. Yeah, no, I'm not a fan. I'm not an anime fan, anime fighter type fan. I don't care about those games in the
slightest. He said I did, and I just don't give a shit about it.
I just don't. It's all cool that, you know, Goku got his little Power Ranger color power ups and everything. That's all cool. Sorry, Angel. I know if you was here,
Angel would be spitting at your feet right now.
Yeah, Angel probably ripped me a new asshole if I was here.
You'd be going back to church.
I would. I just don't. I don't care. And then people on Twitter are hype over it. They're talking about, oh my God, look at this. I'm like, I don't care.
It looks pretty clean.
I just like how you set that up, though. You go, yeah. I did. I didn't give a shit about it.
No, I'm trying.
I'm kind of upset that they didn't show anything about his final form yet, like either of their final forms. Like, I don't see any Ego. I don't see any Ultra.
Know that it's coming though.
Do we have a release date? I mean, I think they
said it's coming because they keep going to blue, and like every time I see just blue, they never add Ultra for some reason, and I don't know why. The only one that has Ultra is
Fighter Z
and Xenoverse.
So what I keep seeing is that it's going to be released early this year. That's all I'm seeing for release date. We still don't even have an idea when they're going to drop it.
Yep.
I mean, again, like, I'm glad you guys are hyped for that and all that stuff. But like,
I didn't say I was hype.
I didn't say I was hype.
I hope it's online fighting.
Oh, they had to do it.
Oh, they'll have that. Ridiculous if they don't have online fighting.
I played Street Fighter 6, and I'm damn sure retired from fighting
games. I'm retired from fighting games from there.
Is it going to live up to the Tenkaichi liturgy?
Of course it will, Don. This is Dragon Ball Z fans.
These fuckers don't watch
the show, and they make up stupid-ass what-if stories.
They don't read the manga.
They don't read the manga, and they don't pay attention to anything. Trust me, it will live up to, if not in quality, it will live up to it in sales numbers. Dragon Ball fans buy literally any damn thing. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. That sounds harsh, but that's kind of true.
No, you're right. Especially the collectible. Yeah. You know.
The graphics, I'll give you this. The graphics look awesome.
Yeah, it looks clean.
They're clean, but you know, gameplay wise, I could definitely tell gameplay wise.
But are we gonna get that the first week, or we're gonna need a patch that's gonna be able to get us up?
I'm more concerned about what the story is gonna be. I hope it's not another start over.
Yo, it'd be crazy. We fight Raditz again for the 60th time.
It'd be crazy. Almost every fucking again. Dragon Ball game is fighting from the beginning.
Yep.
Nappa.
Oh, yeah. Hold them, Goku. Hold them down while I charge my special beginning for the 60th time. We've been doing this for 40 fucking years, but here it goes again.
Here's our 20th game. We're going to do this again.
Remember when you had to keep holding him when he's like trying to shake him down?
Oh, yeah, bro. Holy shit. No, that's hilarious. I hope not. I will hope they just start us out from Super. Starts off from the beginning of Super.
At least. You already see power, the Tournament of Power characters.
Yeah, Topo and Dispo.
Dispo's in there.
Start us out from there. I really don't want to see Goku lose his shit over Krillin being killed again. How many times
a million times.
Yeah, how many times is Krillin going to get blown the fuck up
Just the reminder that he got blown up.
Reminder that, okay, you're Krillin for the 60th time.
This is Krillin's hell.
It is Krillin's hell. Imagine repeatedly blown up repeatedly in every game. Like,
how many times you got killed Krillin?
Jesus, right. Yeah, they killed him like 60 fucking times already.
They really did. I'm just kind of tired. Like, Kakarot, I thought they were going to add some cool-ass DLC that goes in the Tournament of Power. They just kept going with the fucking Z version.
Yeah, you'll get the Z storyline. You'll like it. That's the thing. You'll like it.
I guess it does have like Xenoverse aspects because it says it has like a festival universe event.
It's like cool. It's probably like a hub.
Yeah,
you have like a hub.
Like you'd be a little chibi and you.
I kind of hate hubs, but whatever.
I kind of hate hubs.
I do.
Yeah, it's like DC Universe.
Right. 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 Well, I mean, hey, like I said, I don't know, Nick's not interested too much, but Don don't even like watch Dragon Balls. I'm not so sure about that. But he watched the entirety of it before, but he's not a big fan.
I guess it's just me and Jay then.
Yeah, it's just you and Jay, you know, you guys.
I like the original.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I mean, it's looking like a good game. I mean,
just a friendly reminder of my little,
yes, the nerd wall. Yes.
The nerd wall.
Do you think it's gonna like surpass a FighterZ like the way that game blew up in the fighting community?
I don't think it's gonna be more. It's not more competitive than.
FighterZ, it won't be more competitive than that, but it'll capture the main audience of Dragon Ball and then some. I definitely will do that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We gave you an extra, surprise topic. And, if you have any questions about that last topic that we talked about, just comment. We'll see you on the next one. Comment, like, and subscribe. Peace.